Learn the warning signs. Take them seriously. For further information, call your local Aboriginal service provider or women's shelter. In an emergency, call the police.
Kakana awiya huma iskuna ganan, udagwich don mega ikwe jimi ganan. Kanawe don miwe kunama geon, junji kenamans, anes nagus awi kwe gami ganan, and snabe yakin humamswe Ontario. Awiyak, awanog besins ga kenamawa jikoan, gami ganamans, and abuge nabewan awanogami gazant, udagwichiawan. Kagwek kendan, Ezinaguzit ahoy gami ganans kagichito ega hima junjimat sewa. Ego magas gilge, kanawe doon biwab kong kanawayhitowin.ca.
Your opinion on issues of tobacco use, suicide prevention, drug and alcohol abuse, eating healthy and physical activity, for your chances to win big prizes and to be published in Wawate News and 7 Magazine. Visit www.wawatenews.ca for more details. Mississauga Minion funding is provided by the Ontario Ministry of Health Promotion through the Healthy Communities Fund.
Test, check. Hi, my name is Ryan Black, and you're listening to WRN 89.9 FM in Sioux Lookout.
Every morning, a nation rises with Tim Horton's Coffee.
That, can't beat your morning, Tim's.
A nation rises with Tim Horton's Coffee.
You know, is a nation a little pretentious?
A country rises
gets
with
up.
Tim. A country gets up with Tim Horton's Premium Blend Coffee.
Yeah, that's nice.
Served 20-minute fresh.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't.
Except you.
And made just for you.
Double-double, that's me.
Tim Horton's Canada's Coffee.
And given out. That information is for people to consider and to do some further exploring. The discussion forum is to promote dialogue. And that's what we are here to do, is to promote dialogue. We have differences of opinion. We will never be able to agree on one certain thing. But one thing is that we want to promote this kind of dialogue therein to find a direction in the future. There are certain things that I've heard that are sad. For instance, the mayor got negative emails. He says he's got a long ways to go. In these times, our people have been living in this country even before the settlers came in. And we've heard how we decided to share, and that sharing continues. And but we wanted to promote the idea that I just want to comment on Doug Carr's that we need to talk, and that is what we're here to do, to have a dialogue, so that we have a greater understanding. You know, as these researchers, the academia, begin to present their things, new things happen. I was involved with the Ipawash Inquiry as the Aboriginal advisor. I was very interested to hear what these lawyers and researchers were saying. And I begin to think about 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, that we were saying those things. And now these researchers in academia have looked into those things and they have found out that it was true. And now they were making those kind of reports. And these researchers are coming out with information for us to use in terms of to promote dialogue and relationship. So that is what it is for. I would like to thank each one of you for coming today. Do come back tomorrow because there are interesting things to be said tomorrow, and hopefully that before the end of the day that you will give us some recommendations how to go next step in terms of the dialogue. With that, I want to call upon the Medicine Wheel and Spirit Singers to do a closing song for us.
Thanks also to our Creator and to the spirits will help us speak the language.
Bye. found my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Right, it's only you and me, and no one else is gonna be right. Indian Native Communications Society, serving the First Nations for 25 years. And we're proud to be Anishinaabe.
met so many fine women that my head is spinning and I've lost all feeling. Everybody's singing like, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na na na, hey, hey, na na. 'Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning and I'm seeing double vision. Everybody's singing like, hey, na na na, hey, hey. On your EKG, dead on the dance floor, we only clap because we need more. 303, blowing out your speakers, blowing out your speakers. 'Cause there's so many fine women that my head is spinning and I've lost all feeling. Everybody's singing like,
what up? This is Illogical.
Yo, what's good? It's Rain.
DJ Hooligan.
This is Red Nation, and you're listening to Wawate Radio.
89.9 FM, channel 962, Bell Express View.
Yeah.
This is Wawate Radio Network, your favorite Aboriginal radio station.
You're a womanizer, oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You, you, you.
for you. You just can't find the right companion. I guess when you have one too many makes it hard, it could be easy who you are. That's just who you are, baby. Lollipop,
must
mistake me or the sucker to think that I will be a victim, not another. Say it, play it how you want it, but no way, I'm never gonna fall for you.
We are proud to listen to our Aboriginal Radio Network, WRN.
Downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about.
Mary Jane, Mary Jane, Mary Jane, you're always in my brain, and you help me ease the pain. Cause when you're not around, I just don't feel the same. I can't be your one and only, but I know you're not to blame. I never hold you, can't hold you, won't hold you down. Cause you got that kind of love that needs to be spread around. Some people don't approve of me being with your kiddo. They say you're bad for me, and my mama says ditto. When I walk up with ya, my buddies wanna hit ya. I know you've been with others, but you know I never quit ya. And even though sometimes you got my mind stressed out, 5 minutes with your baby and you got my body stretched out. Mary, Mary, Mary Jane.
So put that in your pipe.
Yeah. Mary Jane, Mary Jane. So
check it out.
Early in the morning, he gave me a buzz. I picked up the phone and didn't know who the fuck it was. I feel like Johnny Gill. I wanna wrap your body tight, lick you from head to toe, and watch you glow like a light bright. I met you at the park around 3. When I got there, you was lounging in the car with my homie. He said he needed a dub, so I slipped him one and said, come on, Mary Jane, and let's have a little fun. I got you in the sack, I got you in the sack, and like Helen telling Jack, there's no turning back. She's the queen of the ghetto, ask my buddy Tom. Mary Jane is the bomb, Mary Jane. Yeah, do you love me? Do you love me? Mary Jane, Mary Jane. Do you love me? Do you love me?
Mary, Mary, why you got me bugging? Look what the homies done drugging.
Mary Jane,
prettier than any model. I met her at a house party sipping on a bottle. Her dress has got a nice fit, I'm locked like a vice grip. She's the type I like to spend the rest of my life with. I would if I could, but I know I can't support her. Can't take her on vacation, wouldn't make it past the border. When she ain't around, I get the feeling that I need her. Mary Jane be acting white, but I ain't caught the jungle fever. Petite and so thin that I can slip her in my pocket. I lick her then I knock it till I'm higher than a rocket. Whenever she's in the same room with my friends, they all trip cause she's dope and she don't want me for my ends. So just to make them jealous, when she walks up to me, I reach out and grab her by the booty. Mary Jane,
Mary Jane, Mary Jane.
My eyes are red, but
and not from crying. Whenever Mary Jane runs out, I sit there sighing, saying to myself, when or when will Mary Jane come back? Where, oh, where can I find Mary Jane? And start my search all through the hood, cause all the spots she used to hang at ain't up to no good. But needless to say, I kept looking and I found her right on the corner of Central and Alondra. I picked her up quick and in a hurry, and then all of a sudden the undercover swooped in flurries. I said, hold up, don't shoot, I know this looks like a kidnap, but all I wanna do was get my Mary Jane back. They took me to the station, giving me some station and some jib about leaving Mary Jane at the crib. They let me go, but they kept her because they had a bounty on her, cause she's wanted from here to Humboldt County. I left with the found cause Mary Jane was locked down. Once again, I had lost my best friend.
And we're back.
How does diabetes care differ at different ages?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, because depending on if you have type 1 or type 2, so for example, having type 1 diabetes, if you're only 5 years old, then when we try to control the blood sugars, we don't want complications with low blood sugars, so we'll keep the blood sugars just a little bit higher to allow for the child to be safe and also to allow for them to grow well. As you're, you know, getting a little bit older, then, you know, we start doing the same thing that we would do with a young adult, so keeping the blood sugars as close to normal as possible, around 4 to 7. When you're younger also, you know, we have to take that into consideration with your diet and what grade you're in at school, those types of things, and making sure that you're safe at school and you're comfortable there compared to an adult. Well, they're more independent, okay? So getting your family involved is very important, so that you're learning to manage your diabetes very well.
So now you say when you try to keep the young children's levels a little higher, mm-hmm. does this put them at risk for any complications then when they get a little older?
No, it doesn't, because we do that just up until they're about 5 or 6, and then as they're getting a little bit older and they're learning more about their diabetes and how it feels, let's say, to have a low blood sugar, and they're able to tell someone if they feel different, then we start keeping them closer to normal.
All right. I guess it's because they're more active, too.
That's right. It's all those things that, yeah.
How do we assess the effectiveness of diabetes care routines? Like, what would be a good number for teens to be at?
Okay. First of all, you need to be checking your blood sugars, so that's very, very important. And when you're first diagnosed and when you come to the diabetes center, we'll give you a little blood sugar machine that you can start testing your blood sugars at home. But generally, what we're trying to do is keep your blood sugars between 4 and 7 before a meal, and 5 and 10 2 hours after eating. Those are good numbers.
How many times a day should they be checking their numbers?
Well, it depends, you know, if they're just controlled with diet and exercise, or if they take medication, or if they take insulin. Generally, if you're just controlling your diabetes with diet and exercise, once a day at different times. Okay. If you're on insulin or pills, sometimes we'll ask you to do 2 to 4 times a day to be safe.
When it comes to testing,
mm-hmm.
pricking other parts of the body for glucose levels, is this possible?
Well, it is. There are some machines where you can actually get a blood sample from your forearm, for example, or little kids sometimes will use, you know, the earlobes or the toes. The one thing, you know, if you're a teen, I would encourage you to do it at the fingertip, because it is a bit more accurate. Well, it depends on, you know, the last time that you ate, the last time you took medication. So generally, if you test on other parts of the body, if your blood sugar is low or high, we always say to recheck at your fingertip.
If you could just could you just explain how we properly dispose of our sharps?
Well, the sharps, you know, they've been in contact with your blood, so you want to protect people and the environment. So when you're getting rid of any of the sharps or needles, they should be disposed of in a plastic container, and it can be an old Javix bottle, an old margarine tub, something like that. When it's full, you put the lid on with masking tape around it, and then you can get rid of it, but not letting them just you know, leaving them in regular garbage or leaving them lying around, that puts other people at risk.
All right. Now, some people experience the midsection of their stomach getting larger.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't think there's a direct relationship with diabetes. We do know that people with a larger midsection are at higher risk of diabetes, just like heart disease and that kind of thing. So the important thing is to work on weight loss overall, not specifically to that particular part of the body, but just being more active and, you know, eating a balanced diet.
All right, we're going to have another short break, and when we come back, find out ways on how to inform your school to get them on board with your child's diabetes. Glucose, which is a type of sugar, is the body's main energy source. But when the body can't use glucose for energy, it uses fat instead. When fat is broken down, chemicals called ketones are produced. They get into a person's blood and urine. High levels of ketones cause the blood to become more acidic. This can occur when not enough food has been eaten to provide glucose for energy, or it can occur in diabetes when the body can't use glucose normally. Myth or fact? I'm good at self-management, so checkups are a waste of time. The fact is, your treatment program is never static. Thanks to ongoing research, the medical community is constantly learning more about this complex condition and how best to deal with it. The best way to keep in touch is to make regular doctor visits. And we're back. How important is it that parents get involved with their schools when their child has diabetes?
Yeah, I think it's very important that the schools be aware that, first of all, the child has diabetes, and that especially if they take medication or if they need to test at school, that the children have a safe spot to go and test or take their medication, that there be supervision of their meals. Sometimes little kids, you know, we need to make sure that they are snacking at the right times and that they are eating the whole snack and the whole meal. So definitely for the schools to learn the basics of diabetes. And for example, if a child is on insulin and they have a low blood sugar, a bad reaction, well, an adult needs to know in that school how to help them treat that low blood sugar. One of the first things we always talk to our families about is we give them a school package and say, you know, if the child has just been diagnosed with diabetes, we'll say you need to go and talk to the principal and the teacher, let them know that your child now has diabetes and, you know, what are the important things. And we are available to go and help the parents, you know, educate the principals and the teachers with little mini-in services and focusing just on what's important for them to know about diabetes. And things like, you know, if a child's blood sugar is a little bit high, they may be very thirsty and they may ask to go to the bathroom more often than usual. And sometimes, you know, the kids get punished because of that, or they say, no, you can't go. And the teachers need to know that the kids are not acting out, that these are true symptoms that are happening because of the high blood sugars. So they need to know that. Yeah,
so what happens now if, like you said, if they get in trouble because they need to use the washroom a lot? Are they at risk if the teacher does not let them, or if somebody doesn't let them go to the washroom as much as needed? Are they at risk for any infection?
Well, not necessarily, but I think it just creates, you know, a bad feeling for the child at school. Then he won't feel very comfortable. And sometimes, you know, if they start getting punished for that, then they may not say anything when they're feeling their blood sugar is low, and that puts them at risk, because a low blood sugar, if it's not treated, they can pass out. Okay, so that's a very serious. So we always teach the children, you know, if you're not feeling well, you tell the teacher. You know, that's very, very important. So having at least a teacher understand the symptoms is also very, very important, so that they're not punishing the child because of that.
Now, that being said, how would their moods be affected by all of this?
Yeah, it can definitely affect the mood and the behavior. So you may have, you know, a child with really high blood sugars, and they may feel, you know, very, very tired, and they're cranky, you know, that kind of thing. And the same can be said for a low blood sugar, where they're having difficulty concentrating, that kind of thing. So it definitely, the fluctuations in the blood sugars can change mood and behavior.
So in your opinion now, what is the future of diabetes?
Well, the good news is that there's a lot of research being done. You know, we have a lot of new medications to help out. Although we still don't have a cure at this point, there's a lot of new tools to help us manage diabetes a lot better. So for young kids, it's very promising that maybe in 20 years they will find a cure. You know, so you always need to keep that hope up.
All right, Joanne, thanks a lot for having the interview with us today on educating about diabetes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ketoacidosis is a condition that can happen to people with diabetes, which occurs when the body uses fat instead of glucose for fuel. When fat is broken down, chemicals called ketones are produced. They get into a person's blood and urine. High levels of ketones can cause the body to become more acidic. Symptoms of ketoacidosis include nausea, vomiting, belly pain, fast breathing, and, in severe cases, unconsciousness. People with ketoacidosis need to get emergency medical treatment.
This way before, and I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before, and I swear this is true, and I owe it all to you.
Dirty bit. Dirty bit. Dirty bit.
All these girls, they like my swagger. They calling me Mick Jagger. I be rolling like a stone jet. Set a jet lagger. We ain't messing with no maggots. Messing with the baddest chicks in the club. Honey, what's up? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the baddest of them all? Yeah, it's gotta be the Apple. I'm the Mac Daddy, y'all. Haters better step back. Ladies,
download your app.
I'm the party application, rocking just like that.
This is International Big Mega Radio Smasher.
Cause I'm having a good time with you, I'm telling you.
I had the time of my life, and I never felt this way before. It's true, and I owe it all to you.
Dirty bit.
It's time to test your knowledge with Cranial Challenge.
It's time now for Cranial Challenge. Put your thinking caps on.
Are you ready to test your knowledge? Try grabbing some of your friends or family members to compete against them to see who comes up with the correct answer first. Now, some of these questions are coming to you from a grade 4 level. So, good luck! A question coming from our science category. Which is not a carnivore? A.
An owl.
B.
A seal.
Or C.
A deer.
Again, which is not a carnivore?
An owl, a seal, a deer.
And if you guessed,
a deer,
you're correct. A question coming from our English category. Do talking animal characters appear in fiction or non-fiction? So, do talking animal characters appear in fiction or non-fiction? If you guessed...
fiction.
You're correct! A question coming from our Aboriginal category... Which animal was most important in the commercial fur harvest? A.
Moose.
B.
Caribou.
C.
Beaver.
D.
Rabbit.
Again, which animal was the most important in the commercial fur harvest?
Moose. Caribou. Beaver. Rabbit.
And if you guessed...
beaver.
You're correct! A question coming from our math category. How much is $10 divided by 4? So how much is $10 divided by 4? If you guessed...
$2.50.
You're correct! And now coming from our Aboriginal category, which is the correct Cree word for the number 4?
Nisho. Neo, ¿qué tú haces?
Again, we are looking for the correct Cree word for the number 4.
Nisho, Neo, ¿qué tú haces?
And if you said
Neo,
you're correct. And now from our science category, food is broken down into small bits inside your body. What is this process called? So when food is broken down in small bits inside your body, what is this process called? And if you guessed,
digestion,
you're correct. And now from our Aboriginal category, Anishinaabe Aski Nation is found in the eastern subarctic culture area of Canada. Is this answer true or false? So the Anishinaabe Aski Nation is found in the eastern subarctic culture area of Canada. Is this answer true or false?